WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's mostly cloudy and 64 degrees in Atlantic at 7:07. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our forecast is calling for partly cloudy to cloudy skies today with isolated showers and thunderstorms this morning. And then again later this afternoon, some of those storms could at times produce some heavy rain. We'll have a high around 84. The news is brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. In Southwest Iowa news, police in Red Oak report a disturbance Monday night led to the arrest of a local man on drug and other charges. Officers investigating an incident at around 10:30 p.m. Monday arrested 36-year-old Timothy Orville Welch of Red Oak. Welch was charged with unlawful possession of prescription pills, a drug tax stamp violation, and public intoxication. He was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $5,000 bond. News time is 7:07.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a Corning man on Monday for OWI after responding to a call from Lake Icaria. Sheriff's officials received a call around 10 a.m. stating that a person in a Dodge Red pickup truck with a topper was driving and swerving on the pavement around the Lake Icaria beach, and the driver had an open container. A traffic stop was later conducted on Juniper Avenue, and the driver of the vehicle, 55-year-old Larry Dean Bickford, was arrested for OWI first offense. Bickford was taken into custody and held on $1,000 bond. Authorities in Sioux City are investigating an attempted abduction near a park. Sioux City television station KTIV reports that a 12-year-old boy told police he was walking home from Highview Park shortly after 6 p.m. on Friday when a man in a black ski mask tried to lure him into the van. The boy reported the van was white with a blue air freshener inside. Police were still searching for a suspect. Sioux City Police Sergeant Kevin Heineman was urging parents to remind their children not to talk to strangers and report any suspicious activity to an adult. Iowa's archaeological past, its cultural history, and the importance of its water trails will be the focus of a presentation and a float down the West Nishnabotna River on June the 7th. The Daily Nonpareil reports the Golden Hills Resource Conservation and Development Incorporated, or RC&D, and the Iowa Department of Natural Resources will sponsor the event, which begins with a 45-minute classroom presentation at 9 a.m. on June the 7th at the Oakland City Hall Council Chambers off Highway 59 and 6 in Oakland. The archaeologist Sherry Howry Arts will discuss the cultural history of the West Nishnabotna River before participants drive to Chautauqua Park in Oakland to take a shuttle ride to the Botna Bend Park in Hancock. And there they will begin the on-water session at 10:30 a.m. on June the 7th. The 8-mile trip should conclude about 4 p.m. Those attending the on-water portion should bring a sack lunch and wear old shoes and clothes. The on-water session will be limited to 20 boats. Participants may bring their own boats or boats. Paddles and personal flotation devices will be provided. Online registration will be open until this Saturday. There's a link to that under this same story on our website at kjan.com. After Saturday, you can call Emily Hasse at Golden Hills at 712-482-3029. KJAN News Time is 7:11.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
In our funeral announcements this morning, David Denger, age 39, of Panora, died last Tuesday, north of Dexter. Memorial services for David Denger will be today at 10:30 at the Faith Bible Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Ronald Dean Just, age 75, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Ron Just will be today at 11 a.m. at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Lawrence Larry Southman, age 92, of Lewis, died Friday at the Griswold Care Center. A celebration of life service for Larry Southman will be tomorrow at 2:30 at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Lucille Carstens, age 100, of Manila, died Thursday at the Manila Manor. Funeral services for Lucille Carstens will be this Friday at 11 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has the arrangements. Marietta Antonia Peterson, age 78, of Marnie, died Wednesday. Memorial services for Marietta Peterson will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. And Helen Brown, age 94, of Griswold, died Friday at the Griswold Care Center. Services for Helen Brown are currently pending at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. The news and funeral announcements were brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.